A recent investigation by the Vermont Human Rights Commission uncovered disturbing allegations of racial harassment at the state-run psychiatric hospital in Berlin. But data reviewed by Vermont Public Radio suggests the problem is not limited to the Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, employees of color experience discriminatory treatment in agencies across state government.
Mary Azenwa hasn't worked at the Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital since 2014. But when she read the report issued by the Vermont Human Rights Commission last week, the allegations made against some of her former colleagues hit very close to home.
One staff member referred to me as an animal.
The Human Rights Commission began its probe after an African-American employee named Ismina Francois filed a formal complaint in 2016. According to the commission's 35-page investigation, Francois is not the only employee of color at the hospital who's dealing with mistreatment. One African-American man left work one evening to discover that a colleague had scrawled the N-word on his vehicle in the parking lot. The report says that same man was often referred to by some white coworkers as, quote, chocolate boy. Mary Azenwa is mentioned in the report, too, right at the top of page 15. That particular passage tells how Azenwa was mocked by some of her white coworkers for wearing her hair naturally. Azenwa, who spoke to VPR by phone from her new home in Washington State, says her supervisor at one point actually told her to start using chemical straighteners.
She didn't like the way my hair was, and She felt that my hair should be straight.
The jarring accusations out of the psychiatric care hospital stem from a single formal complaint of racial harassment filed in 2016. But according to records requested by Vermont Public Radio, that's just the tip of the iceberg. People of color have filed 35 complaints of racial harassment or employment discrimination against the state of Vermont over the past 5 years. Karen Richards is the executive director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission. She says that, based on her work over the past year, she's come to the conclusion that the problem is getting worse.
There are a lot of people that have attitudes that they have maybe been keeping quiet about, but that are now sort of bubbling to the surface because it's become politically and socially, I guess, a little more acceptable.
A workforce report issued by the Department of Human Resources earlier this year provides some statistical evidence to back that claim up. Last year, employees of color voluntarily left the government workforce at nearly twice the rate as their white counterparts. They're also four times more likely to be fired. And when it comes to pay, workers of color make significantly less on average than white workers. Here's Karen Richards again.
I think we interpret the data to say that we've got some work to do in state government.
Mediatrice Muzima didn't need statistical data to learn about racial bias in the state workforce.
You know, it's hard. It's just hard. I would say it's, for me, it's a different experience.
Muzima has been working as a mental health specialist at the Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital since 2014. She's been in Vermont since 2006 when she emigrated from Rwanda. Muzima worked as a psychiatric nurse before coming to the U.S. She says she got into the field to help survivors of the Rwandan genocide. Muzima says that in Vermont, doing that work has sometimes involved a torrent of racial slurs from psychiatric patients. It's how her colleagues respond to those episodes that can make the workplace so alienating.
My hope was the supervisor, the charge nurse, they will follow up, like maybe a briefing. Something that, you know, just will make me feel like people cared what just happened to me right there. But it never happened.
Muzima says there are other things, too. Being mistaken for other female workers of color is pretty common, she says. Or just being made to feel she doesn't measure up.
You know, I wish people can just make that little effort to know who's whom. I have to prove myself because I have an accent. I'm from Africa. Sometimes they even don't know who you came from. Are you from Jamaica? You know.
Muzima says she isn't looking for colleagues to be fired or to be given special treatment. What she wants is acknowledgement that the problem exists.
Just don't sweep it under the rug. Talk about it. Maybe that's what I want. I want people to talk about it.
That's what Bennington Representative Kaya Morris would like as well. Morris is one of very few lawmakers of color in Montpelier. She says the stories revealed in the Human Rights Commission report are ones that people of color in Vermont already know too well.
And at what point do we say you should not have to experience that just to feed your family? You should not have to accept that as a way of life here in Vermont. when do we say it's enough?
Morris says she hopes that time is now. She and other lawmakers are working on several pieces of legislation, but Morris says leadership on this issue needs to come from the top. Morris, along with Karen Richards and a handful of other lawmakers, have asked Governor Phil Scott to issue an executive order that would require agency heads to tackle the issue head on.
We need you not to just sign the bill and see it go through. We need you to make a very clear, clear directive to our state government that this work needs to begin and begin now.
And Morris says the Scott administration's actions will show just how seriously it cares. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.